ready to start? Good afternoon, everybody. So please, Mr. Chair, if you can go ahead and proceed.
Okay, the first item is a roll call.
Yes, Mr. John Burr.
Present.
Chris Gans.
Present.
Robin Schwambach.
On vacation.
Okay. Mr. Bill Viner.
Here.
Ms. Kathleen Erickson.
Here.
And we have a quorum.
Item 2 on the agenda is approval of legal action report, June 28, 2019.
Mr. Chair, if I can
yes.
interrupt for a moment, I failed to do the roll call for our design professional, Mr.
Okay.
Fetton.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the meeting started at 1:35.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Item 2, approval legal action report, June 28, 2019.
Everybody had a chance to review the minutes that are in your packet up front here. Any comments? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
But I do want to put in the public record that the prior LAR that was updated in the minutes we just approved.
Okay. The meetings, the minutes from the meeting prior to June 28th?
Yes.
Okay. We'll take a look.
It's item 2.
Item 2, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Next on the agenda is item 3, IID-19-04-18W18, 18 and 28 West 18th Street. T19SA00221 DP18-0283 and DS19-04. First item on the agenda is preliminary staff remarks.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The applicant is here present. He's going to present in a moment. But basically, the proposal is to redevelop two pieces of property. On 18th Street, is two lots right here. There's one contributing structure, an old home right here at the corner, and the rest of the structures, which are non-contributing, they're being proposed to be demolished. And the whole two lots, the proposal is to build 16 single-family residences and one apartment building with six studios. And to restore the existing contributing structure for some retail and perhaps alcoholic beverage use. The applicant is requesting the DRC to recommend approval for the following modifications to the Unified Development Code. One is the lot coverage. The proposed individual for lot coverages for a couple of the residences is 86%. The required is 80%. Per the underlying C3 zoning. The second request is the setbacks. The applicant is proposing a setback of 0 feet from the east, west, and south property lines and 31 feet 7 inches from the northern property line along the proposed private street along the north side of the site. The third request is the motor vehicle parking. The applicant is proposing a total of 10 parking spaces. The required parking is about 59 spaces per code. The greater infill sub-district allows for a reduction of 25% of the required parking spaces. For these, if we were to take the 25% reduction, then the applicant would need to provide, instead of the 59, 44 parking spaces, because the applicant is proposing a reduction greater of 25%, they needed to submit an individual parking plan, which they did, and it was approved back on August 7 to allow the 10 on-site parking spaces. The other item the applicant is requesting the DRC to consider for approval is for solid waste collection. The applicant is proposing 8 95-gallon containers for waste storage and two 95-gallon for containers for recycling, and four 300-gallon containers for refuse storage. The Department of Environmental and General Services has reviewed the proposal and has no issues except that was asking the applicant through the development package review to make some clarifications in terms of access for the vehicles. And finally, another request is the landscaping and screening. The project proposes shade trees and other landscape planting materials on the right-of-way along 18th Street and 7th Avenue, and shade trees in the courtyards of the single-family residences. Close enough to the sidewalks to offer shade from the canopy trees once they reach maturity. The design professional reviewed the application a couple of times. Some adjustments were made, and what you receive is a revised plans. So I'm gonna ask Fetom if he could please give us a quick overview of what he saw in the project.
Okay, so we have to review two items here. I'm sorry.
That was just a question. Are you also gonna come in later on in this to give his recommendations, or is this now his time to design professional findings?
It's just his findings at this point.
Yeah, well, we did recommend it, but if you want the applicants to make the presentation so you know what we're talking about, then.
Mm-hmm. I think when we do that, we'll follow the agenda and have them do their presentation.
Okay.
And as usual, we'll hold our questions until the applicants and they come.
I have a question for staff, though.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have time to read the IPP approval.
Okay.
But I've understood it to be 10 on site and 22 dedicated spaces. Was that the arrangement with Park Tucson?
Yeah, Park Tucson reviewed.
Okay.
Reviewed the,
so,
the application.
That is still the 26 on site spaces?
It's 10 spaces on site.
On
being
site.
Provided, and that's what it was provided.
But there's an arrangement for dedicated parking on the street parking as well.
I'm going to let the applicant to
okay.
expand on that.
That's
mm-hmm.
fine.
Okay. Next on the agenda.
Okay, so let me switch to your presentation. There it is. And
is
I'll
it,
give you the mouse.
Okay.
Is it better to go through the whole presentation first and you see the whole project and then we'll address these specific things?
Yeah, I think what we can do is present the project and then we'll have Phaeton give his findings and
okay.
at that point we're going to have some questions.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so here's a quick overview. This is our lot. Stone Avenue here, 6th Avenue, 18th Street. This is Five Points Market. We're on the lot just to the west of that. One contributing structure. The rest of this, the original or the previous use was a mechanics yard. So there's a couple Quonset buildings that will end up being demoed.
Dale, just very quickly for the record, can you start your name and your address?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I am Dale Rush, part of Hazelbaker Rush Architects. This is Darcy Hazelbaker, obviously the other part of Hazelbaker Rush Architects.
Thank you.
Here are the existing conditions. This is 7th Avenue, the construction yard. You can't see it, but there's a few mechanics buildings here. And along 18th, you can see Albert's alignment shop. Then this is the contributing structure with a tall fence all the way around. Some more shots of existing conditions. The yard, the contributing structure, in a state of disrepair, we plan to rehab the contributing structure in place, try to bring it back to what it was. In starting this project, we looked around the barrio. We were trying to pull inspiration from the neighborhood for the aesthetic of the project. In the barrio, Viejo and Santa Rosa, a lot of the buildings are pushed right up to the urban edge. They're pushed to the property line, right to the sidewalk with a small planted area. Most of the buildings are rectilinear in form, fairly simple openings, various colors and materials. Even when there is a pitched roof, a lot of times the structure still seems rectilinear from the street. And the white stucco buildings were what we kind of were drawn to the most. They become the best backdrop canvas for the for all the green planting and the shadow play that happens. And even when the urban edge is defined only by a site wall, you have these great little moments where the courtyards sort of peek out through window openings, and you get this sense of life. So even if the building is held back from the street edge, the site walls kind of define that urban feeling. And sometimes the site wall is just pushed down. And so we try to use a lot of these strategies in developing the design of our project.
I think also looking at materiality too.
Yeah.
So steel, wood, stucco.
Stucco,
brick,
yeah.
Adobe.
Adobe. I think
more examples.
More examples of that rectilinear form. That sort of the stucco box kind of terminating at the sky with no parapet cap was something we were drawn to, so it feels like.
And then I think the bottom left image, just looking at kind of playing when there was something that was more than a single story, looking at the massing and the stepping and the pushing and the pulling. Usually, typically, the second story is pushed back a little bit just to sort of keep the lower scale, I think, onto the street.
Yeah, and keeping with the IID strategy of reducing the bulk along the street. And so this was a starting point for our site plan. Pushing the buildings.
I lost track of it. Can you guys see the little cursor very well? Okay.
This is 18th Street, 7th Avenue, Five Points Market is here. This is our contributing structure. We're proposing to push our buildings right to the urban edge along 7th and 18th. Create a access aisle for parking along the north edge. That will push our buildings back from the residents along the north side and provide something of a setback while also giving us some space to park there. The rest of the space in between the buildings, it's rendered in like green, but we're thinking that that would be xeriscapes, sort of what desert native plantings, agaves, grasses, and things like that. Street trees provided. Maybe we'll just go to the next one. So. And this is a more technical site plan, kind of showing that we can get 8 parking spaces. Some of the units will have parking associated with them, so they get their own parking space. And then we would provide a handicap parking space out here for the retail use. Everything else will just be on-street parking, and we don't have a dedicated agreement with Park Tucson. The neighborhood made it sound like that was something they didn't really want after our 2 meetings with them. Because it means that they have to buy a hang tag and they don't really want. So where they have actually provided dedicated parking on the other side of 18th, the neighbors don't really like it.
We offered, the developer offered to purchase the tag and parking space for the residents.
For up to 5 years.
They declined.
Good to know, thank you.
So, and this is the material palette. Mostly smooth white stucco for the new build. The contributing property will get a sand finish white stucco. We're trying to bring in some of these materials, adobe, and then some of the rough raw wood that you see throughout the neighborhood as well. And these are some of the elevations. These infill screenings would be adobe, like a screen block, so the adobe blocks are pulled apart, so you get a glimpse of a view into these courtyards. White stucco, we're gonna push the wall down around the contributing structure to sort of show that off and show the historic nature. And then these would be 8-foot tall site walls that sometimes jump up to a 24-foot tall site wall to create more of a push and pull and not just one sort of long 8-foot site wall along 18th or along 7th. Maybe you could just go, anything else to add? So this side is the north side, large garage doors matching some of the small gates along 18th. And then we do have a couple balconies on the third level, which end up becoming like second story parapets and then a balcony space, like a roof deck up there. This is along 7th. We've limited the fenestration on the west side to try to reduce the heat gain that you get from the western sunlight. We do have windows behind these screen walls. This adobe screen wall goes up, and we have a window behind that, so it's protected from the harsh western light. And these are some sections showing. So this is the residence to the north, our vehicle access way. This would be the third floor deck, and we're planting along that fence line on the north side to provide some privacy to the neighbors to the north. This is sort of what it seems like along 18th, residents across the street, 18th Street sidewalk, and then we do have a tall 24-foot site wall, but in between that, we have these screen blocks to get these shots of view inside of there. And then what is the third floor is pushed back far from the sidewalk. This is a diagram kind of showing how the darkened areas are the three-story heights. Everything else is the two-story heights. So we tried to condense the third floors into the center of the site. And this is our sort of rendering, I hope, of what it will end up looking like. Smooth white stucco, adobe screen walls, planting in between the sidewalk and the building with little wood gates. And it's not shown, but there would be a series of street trees every 20 to 30 feet. We don't show those because you have not seen any of the building, but they will be screened by the street trees as well, and our contributing structure around the corner there. More of the same. And then along 7th Avenue, this is how we sort of tried to mask the building so it didn't seem like one long facade, pushing the building back and pulling the screen walls down to create some. And in all of these little courtyards, I think you would get a sense of life sort of poking out above the site walls around there. And this is our access aisle with the garage doors and then our plantings along the north side to screen views from our balconies. And then to get more specific into the contributing structure, so again, this is Five Points Market, a contributing structure. This is our contributing bungalow, and this is the lot that we will be building our project on. And this is the existing condition of the existing home. Stucco is in disrepair, the roof is in need of replacement. We're gonna take the metal siding off, replace it with either a low stucco wall, maybe we can go to the next one, I think we have a site plan. Well, here's this. So white stucco, wood, some tones of gray, and then we'll use either a gray shingle or a gray corrugated metal for the roofing. So we're gonna push the site wall down to like 4 feet tall along the public front. And then along the alley where we need some security, we'll have a high, like 8 foot tall wood fence. And then we have a handicapped access into the building, but we tried to pull it away from the historic structure, so it's pushed into this corner, but sort of hidden from view by the little wall. But for the existing building, we're gonna just try to rehab it in place. So replacing trim with what's already there, but just new and refurbished. Replacing windows, repairing windows in place, not actually replacing them. We're just gonna repair them, single pane windows, and then a new door to match the style of the home. But for the most part, it will all just be what was meant to always be there. More elevations showing the low wall along the alley where the public courtyard would be, and then the high fence along where we want some privacy.
And then that mass that you see behind is the apartment?
This would be the three stories of apartment behind the building. Another shot of the back end. We'll replace this door with something that matches the fencing, and then these windows will just be rehabbed in place. If I believe some of these are vinyl windows, so we'll be buying an appropriate historic window to match what all the other windows will be. But it'll be new. And that's the project. And I can answer, there's a few things on here that we probably should address. I'll just start with the first ones. So we have a couple lots. I'm going to go back to the site plan. The way this project's being structured is a series of single family units. So this will become a retail space. This will become one apartment use. This will be retained ownership by the developer. All the other 16 units will be on their own property line in a single family unit. And so some of these units, they end up becoming denser than the would you say the underlying zoning allows, I guess. It's like an 86% lot coverage. But overall, for the whole project, the lot coverage is 65%. So I think we're asking for kind of some leeway because overall the project still has plenty of open space. So that was the first item. And then the setbacks are really, I think we can go to the site. This one here. So along 18th Street, I think we're supposed to have 21 feet from the exterior building to the existing curb. And instead of, I mean, we're pushed up to our property line, but the setback is actually 14 feet. So it's not like we're going from the 21 feet to zero. We're just sort of reducing it by 30%. And then along 7th, I think we're supposed to be 21 feet from the travel lane. And I think from the travel lane, we're actually 28 feet to the building. So we're kind of within that metric. And then along Russell, the existing building is there, and I think it's probably 4 feet from the property line. Our new building actually pushes in from the existing building because this is where we'll be collecting trash, and we're, I think, 6 to 8 feet. I don't know the actual dimension on that, but we're further away from the property line than the existing structure next to it. As far as the IPP, we have been approved. We've gone through the neighborhood process with the neighborhood. I think the idea was that we're going to use the 10 spaces on site. The rest of them will be found within the neighborhood. We did several parking analysis that showed that the neighborhood can handle the additional 50 cars or whatever that we would be bringing in at peak usage times. There's still plenty of spaces available in the neighborhood. And the way we're going to do the trash collection, we did have roll-offs for everyone, and the neighborhood didn't really like that idea. Basically 16 or 32 roll-offs off on the streets, blocking parking, which is already a problem for them. So we're gonna do the big 300 gallon plastic units along this side, basically the same amount. I think it's six total, so I think it's three for trash and three for recycle that will be picked up in the alley there. And so everyone will take their trash to that location. And then the shade study, I think we've done through our DP, and we're within the limits of that. But I just wanted to address this.
And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I have to mention that this project has been reviewed already by the Plan Review Subcommittee of the Tucson-Pima County Historical Commission, and back on July 25th, and they did approve it with a couple of minor conditions. They requested the applicant to clarify the roof material of the existing contributing structure to be the corrugated metal or shingles, which the applicant has provided, and to include that the front door of the contributing structure to be craftsman in style, and that the applicant has provided for that as well.
Hear from you, Faith.
I think the project in general is very well done. Look at the building from a masking standpoint and the way that they have the bulk reduction, the building back is very good. The one concern that we had with the layout was the third floor balcony looking into the neighbor's residential area, and the applicant has come back with some trees outgrowth at 18 feet, which they have shown on the section there. So that seems to satisfy our concerns there. The other concern that we had was just the massing along the 18th and the lack of sort of windows to the street. From that point, it's a little bit. We didn't talk too much about this, but
or along the 7th, maybe.
And on 7th, but the design incorporates openings in their adobe wall, which have windows behind it, not directly behind it, but at least to where the building line is. So from that standpoint, I felt that security, street security, and street experience, that was probably the work. with regards to the historic portion of it, I think we had recommended that the wall for the historic house be already built, which the applicant did. The only other concern was the three-story house that was behind the historic building. I thought that might have been a little bit too high, but I think all in all, I feel like it still works. We recommended approval.
Okay. Well, I'm going to open up to questions from committee members.
I have a question related to the parking. It seems like the project looks great, but the parking reduction seems dramatic to me, from 54 required, or whatever that number is, to 44 to 10. You know, right now the neighborhood can handle it, but what about in the future? That would be my only question.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Viner, members of the committee, we did have a meeting with the Department of Transportation yesterday, because we know more projects are coming into the area. So to ensure that those future projects are gonna be okay in terms of parking, right now we're okay with this project, right? But the Department of Transportation is gonna engage on a study, on a parking study, to see what we have right now, and what the demand is, and you know, try to be better prepared for the incoming infill projects that you'll be seeing soon.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
So I know in the barrio struggled with parking coming in from TCC that didn't want to pay for surface parking and parking in the northern part of the neighborhood, which prevented residents from being able to park in front of their homes and forced them to walk long distances to be able to park. And so I know that out of that came a permit system to make sure that the property owners or property residents have a way to ensure their parking is in that area. So I think it's a really good idea because it's a lot more pressure.
Oh yeah, definitely. Right. And you know, 6th Avenue is one of the top five, you know, most well-used routes for transit. You know, we have buses going back and forth like every less than 15 minutes, you know, every 10 minutes or so. So we have a good transit system in the area in place, but still we need to engage into a deeper understanding of the parking situation, for sure.
It's going to be difficult because there's 300 projected housing units with about 40 parking spaces within a two-block area coming in the pipeline at some stage right around here.
Correct.
And not to mention the additional retail space. So it's, is there, I know that Donovan Durbin has often gone ahead and done not full block but sectional block parking for dedicated spaces that you more than likely will need in the future. So I will keep the conversation because I don't think the adjacent neighborhoods fully understand the implications of what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of out of our hands. So.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple things. I noticed that you're closing up, there's four curb cuts around the property. It looks like you're closing two, but not the ones on the 7th.
That might just be an oversight on our development plan. The plan is to close them up and to, I think the, so there's a curb cut here that we're modifying to make our handicap access ramp. I think there's a curb cut that falls in this apron, so it'll get sort of.
And there's two more now, yeah.
And I think we're going to end up rebuilding those. It just needs to get into the DP that the civil engineer is working on. But we're also going to rehab this corner so that those are handicap accessible curb or sidewalk access.
And it looks like from your development package sign, there are two solar lights that were installed as part of a $1.4 million project that took us 14 years to get. I assume they are staying in.
They're going to stay.
Will there be any relocation because there's a lot of utility poles in your right of way for the trees that you're proposing?
Well, I think what we're doing, this is not the layout of the trees. I think if we go, I think we have the development package on here, but the landscape architect took that into account when he spaced out the trees.
So you're not changing anything?
We're not going to change, we're not touching any utility poles.
Because we're going to be 300,000 a mile.
Yeah, we're moving the trees to work within the existing.
Actually, I think generally the project itself is find especially all the new elements. And I appreciate that you're doing this instead of 75 feet, which you're entitled to do.
Right.
And that you're keeping the contributing building. I do have a couple concerns still about the historic building.
Okay.
I looked at the property card for it, and there are, I guess, five Craftsman bungalows built about 1920 in the expansion district. And I found another eight in Barrio Viejo, and there are others in Army Park, obviously. And corrugated has never been an appropriate roofing material for a Craftsman bungalow. It's perfectly fine on adobe-style structures, at least in our southern portion, a little different. Since there's no other metal withstanding seam or metal shingle be another alternate you would possibly consider?
I think metal shingle. The reason we were thinking of longevity,
I'd rather a metal roof, but
yeah.
Design element.
Yeah, you know, and we checked in with Shippo just to get their opinion on it, and
okay.
What we heard back was that the design standards have been made to allow for advancements in technology, and so that technically a corrugated metal roof or a
flexibility is fine. I'm not going to make it the condition, but I think standing seam would probably be more appropriate for the style and age and period of something than corrugating on a
primary structure.
On the primary structure. That is not a Adobe type.
Yeah, standing seam would be our preferred as well. Again, we run against budget with the with the developers.
I appreciate you brought the wall down. I don't know quite how the gate's going to go in front of that building. I assume rails will be sticking up above the floor because you've got raised finished floor levels.
I think we've got it worked out. We've got it worked out so that you come up this ramp and the rail will be hidden behind the wall. And as you go up this other side, the rail can switch and be on the other side of the ramp.
Okay.
And then, so it will stick up, but it won't be mounted to the low wall. So it will stick up, but it'll be on the other side.
I don't have any problem with the 8-foot walls for the new buildings or the north wall, but I do actually for the portion along that along Russell.
Here?
Yeah. Is there any chance you would consider lowering that section to 6 feet?
Yeah.
Here's my reasoning. In Armory Park, for instance, we've added streetscape standards. I also noticed in section 9-2-0.4 enclosures, anything over 6 feet for site fences in historic districts is prohibited by the code currently. And there are other residential structures, and I could not find a fence higher than 6 feet anywhere on Russell or any of the minor avenues. And I know you may want the privacy, but it is a public building that should have some sort of streetscape, and it really is a main street, not an alley. And I expect there to be a lot more public use of the space in that area. I feel it would be really tight. I mean, a trail scene element to privatize your windows would be kind of cool, but would you consider lowering just that section in front of the building at the zero lot line?
Yeah, I mean, I think lowering that would be fine for us. I think it was the developer thinking it was a security thing more than a privacy thing, because if it does end up being retail or if there is some sort of alcohol service component, it'll be prime suspect for someone to jump in, but they can come in the front door just as easily as they can go over the side, probably. So I think we can talk with them and talk about taking that down to 6 feet.
Possibly some broad iron on top of the 6 foot, which would allow
trail scene up to 8, that is partial visible, but I think a solid
wall.
8
okay.
feet will really change the experience
yeah.
of the streetscape.
Yeah, I don't think it's
I think we can, yeah. Maybe we can do something. All of our fencing is this horizontal. I'm just going to try to get to that elevation. I think what I would propose...
It's too bad. No.
What I would propose is we go up to 6 feet or even 5 feet and then keep the same boards, but they get thinner and thinner and you have more gaps in between them.
If there's some visual element in upper portions, I'd be all right. Would you be all right if I
yeah.
added that?
Yeah.
Okay. And on the Craftsman door, it looks like they're all horizontal elements, but I think that's just the wood image you
yeah.
used.
Yeah, it would be more like Yeah, that's just.
Is it style vertical?
It's vertical style, a couple rails, and above the cross rail we would do some.
And then it says glass tiles.
Well, yeah, I think that's supposed to be divided light. So we have interns.
Divided lights, okay.
Catcher light, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's the only thing that is a character defining element.
Yeah. And this would be like a flat shaker style panel, probably, not a raised panel necessarily. We could probably do a raised panel, but it would just be.
But it'd be two panels and then fenestration above.
Yeah.
And the upper third.
Yeah. Just above the cross rail of the block.
And if you do end up going for a liquor license, do you think you'll need any more trash?
Well, we,
in the
so
future than our, the six barrels, since now everybody has to use the same barrels.
Yeah. The waste stream calculation is based on this having the beverage service.
500 square feet or so.
500 square feet.
And you don't anticipate that changing?
I don't anticipate it actually becoming a bar, honestly. I don't.
Yeah.
We're trying to get the approvals, the zoning approval for it, but they still have to go through the liquor license process in order to get that worked out. So
there was a client who wanted to do like a bookstore wine kind of cafe, but we don't know if that's going to happen.
Are the parking requirements taken into account for retail as well, or is it just for residential?
No, it's taken into. We have the. Do we have the parking plan in this system? I have it here.
Thank you.
Because we could pull it up. That has more detailed analysis of the. If there was concern about parking, maybe we could assuage that.
I understand you tried and failed because of pushback from other entities.
It was in your
is that
appendix?
Yeah, appendix in the. You have our second submittal, I probably.
Yeah, that's.
That sheet right there is probably the one I see.
Yeah, it's 1.6, 1.7, 1.9, 8.9.
So. Yeah, this is how we came up with the parking spaces. The residential units generate 29 spaces, and then because we're providing bike racks, it reduces to 26 spaces. The retail only generates 2 spaces. The alcohol sales generation of the district 12, so that's 14 spaces total. And then after the, I think, 25% reduction based on the GIIS, you get down to 10 spaces for the commercial use alone. So the total peak use would actually be 36 parking spaces. And then when you look at it as an hour by hour sort of thing, the residents don't really need the parking in the middle of the day. I think we have an announcement. Here it is. Oh yeah, here we go. So this demand assumes 100% in the mornings with 0% for the parking demand during in the morning, and then in the middle of the day, the residential load goes down while the retail load goes up. And then in the evening, all the residences come back home, and then the bar would open up, so that it would be in the evening time would be the peak usage probably. And this metric sort of shows the amount of parking still available in the neighborhood right now. So provided on site, we're only providing 10. Available in the neighborhood is still 89 spaces in the one block area of the project currently. Knowing that, you know, as more infill projects happen, this will get tighter probably.
So we can request that you keep you're open to parking options for the future, because things will change in the sense of the more density is going to be coming to this area. And so there's going to be more pressure on parking on the streets.
Mm-hmm. You said the owner was going to retain the 6 studios. Are the others going to be condos, single family residence, FLD, condo, shared space?
Single family residence.
So they would be individual lots.
Individual lots, individual property lines, with a homeowners association between the 16.
HOA.
Yeah.
The other thing about the step has a demolition permit for the buildings on site that are considered non-contributing been issued yet?
No, the demo permit had no permits have been issued yet.
Okay. I know they're non-contributing because of their age, period of significance in their age, but they're old, which you consider at least doing photo documentation
sure.
of them, just so that there's some record that some of them have been there since the 30s, 40s.
Okay.
I'd appreciate it.
Since that area had onward pair, truck pair, whatever, any testing for contaminants has happened or will happen?
I don't know if that's happened. I believe the developer did a phase one when they purchased the property. So I think that there should have been some sort of study, but we haven't been privy to that.
Vice of parking on site, in each individual unit, or is there groups setting it for secure bicycle parking?
Well, for single family residents, you don't have to provide a long-term parking space, but for the apartments, we have, long-term parking under a cover here.
Okay.
And then all of the short-term parking is kind of like spread throughout the curve.
I've been looking at your landscape plan, and I appreciate the trees on the north side. And hopefully you'll pick trees that will not, or they'll be maintained, so it will not impact potential solar for that property to the north, because they will do that.
Yeah, so I mean, that is one of the things that we talked about was maybe working out the actual planting and the fence with the owner of the property on the north side so that we aren't just totally blocking all light over there. So I think we've generated a space for trees to be planted and a place for some sort of privacy fence to go up, but the height of that fence and the planting itself, I hope to work out with the owners of the two properties.
I also noticed your trees on 7th and 18th appear to be ironwoods, is that correct?
I think we've changed that. It's been changed several different times,
yeah.
But
okay.
I think we're a Mexican mulberry or something, I think is what we're using now.
I love ironwoods, but I don't like running into them.
Right.
They also take 32 years to hit 18 feet.
Yeah.
I think that was...
those are early conceptual.
Right.
And those 16 units are owner occupied. 6 units are rentals. Is giving you thought into including at least a little bit of workforce housing in those rentals, because as we being inclusive of a population that has different needs, and I think like people who may work in Five Points or whatever, that we need to start including that and be thoughtful about that. So I think that's really important thing to consider, is those are the only rentals on the property, and we'll see more and more retail coming into that area. So commercial.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
I do think it's a good point. This developer, they own a lot of affordable housing properties in town,
mm-hmm.
So I think they would be on board with something like that as well.
Most of your access into the south end is through on 18th Street, and there are gates, right? You're going into any idea that there's visibility through the gates so that people on the inside can see who's on the outside.
I think we could do the same strategy in that we would build the wood gates and then have a few slats up near the top. I think that would also be good so you're not swinging a gate up into someone who's carrying.
Well, let's talk about the shade of white. I'm just kidding. I've got solar access. I think that's it. I think the long-term concerns would be the parking issues as it gets more densely developed in an area, and the north edge of whatever you're doing it extends into that. to the property that's working at no young guys.
I do hope that as things become more dense down there, that the use of the car changes as well. There is, that's, that was part of our parking plan, in that there's a Tucson bike share station right there. There's several bus stations, and I think more and more people are using Uber and Lyft and other ride share programs, and even Zipcar, in order to rent their car and go out of town. I hope that more and more, as people move into these denser areas and into these denser developments, their dependency on the car starts to go away. So I hope that there's a shift that as we're densifying this area, we're removing
the car.
Maybe
there's a meeting in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Some people are never going to get rid of their car, but
But if we can just reduce the use.
It's ideal, but yeah. I mean, these are the next 12, and there's only 35 for sale units built out of the over 2,000 that have been built in the last couple of years in the downtown area. So my experience has been the price range people will be coming in to purchase these are probably going to be
We do hope this is going to be market rate or even lower.
We were trying to make this appear affordable.
Yeah,
that's good to hear.
It's not, they're not going to be $500,000 townhomes. They're more like $200,000, $250,000, hopefully.
That's okay. Actually great.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
One last question I have. Can you build in the building eventually to put solar on this?
So one of the early conversations that we had with the developer, we're still, it seems like we're a lot farther along, but we're still technically very early schematic design, but they wanted, their aspirations were to be carbon neutral.
Or net zero.
Net zero, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And to eventually do solar and that sort of thing. Or at least provide the opportunity for the homeowner to purchase it.
How do you achieve that other ways in natural construction that you're proposing doing? I mean, solar is one of the aspects of water catchment, aspect that in terms of how the buildings.
Reduced window glazing, limit the exposure to the solar radiation so we don't have windows in the west side. The windows we do have on the south side are protected as much as possible. Over insulation, hyper insulation with spray insulation.
And then our early conversation about looking at using mini splits instead of the central air so that you can start to zone only,
yep,
cool only the rooms that you're in as needed instead of having to supply air to the pool. So we don't know where we'll land with that, but that was one of their, you know, aspirations for the project.
Are you doing any water retention?
There's a water retention part of the DP. We show it. There's a these catchment, they're not barrels, but they're like half barrels that all of the rainwater will be diverted to a cavity underneath the parking aisle there, and will slowly disperse into the water tank. And then in other places, we are hoping to do some rainwater distribution, not catchment, but at least like distributing the water on the surface to the plant.
Well, if there are no other questions, comments, is there a motion?
Motion to approve the project as presented, provided the roofing on the contributing structure is Asian and design reflective and final determination that the Russell Avenue will be not solid and partially visible above 6 feet, and that you will, as appropriate, continue a conversation to expand dedicated parking for the township as a whole.
Is there a second? Anybody want to second that motion?
I don't believe I can I?
No, you can only. Just for the downtown core.
Okay. So, Chris, you can second it. I can second, so I will second. Okay.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reducing the fence and being open to parking expansion. Of the
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Are you voting?
Do I have to vote in favor?
No, you can say, you can do anything you want to, Bill.
Oh, I thought you were just saying all in favor. Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to the
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does any of the committee members need a short break for our next?
Okay.
Can we adjourn for 3 minutes?
Yes.
Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be in touch.